looking back over your time as CEO, who would you pick out as the best signing that you've made as a player, or indeed for the coaching staff?
Yeah, that's a very, really interesting question. I've probably got players that, I'll try and answer it in two parts. There are obvious candidates. I get asked all the time, who's your favourite player? Who's your favourite player at the club and all the rest of it? And I have a million answers because people don't see what I see. You know, if I had to probably get put up on a pedestal and say, right, who is your favourite player at the club? I shouldn't really do this. I'd probably say it'd be somebody like Billy Twelvetrees. And it's because he hits a load of parameters, Billy. You know, other than being a very talented rugby player, you know, you play at 12, you play at 13. He also can play very competently at 10. He kicks at 80%. But I see what he does off the field. His preparation for games is phenomenal. He's an absolute professional, truly professional. What he eats, what he drinks, he's a great guy. He's a team player. He's got a lovely family. Everything about him encapsulates what I'd like to see a Gloucester rugby player be. Not a million miles off people like Tom Savage as well. Real. Now, these might not be the headline grabbers, the Danny Ciprianis and the James Simpson Daniels, but as guys, people like Billy Twelvetrees and Tom Savage are worth their weight in gold to a club like Gloucester. They lead by example. The academy players look up to them, you know, and that's what we need at this club. And some of the players that we brought in, you know, I think have been phenomenal for the club. Again, like someone like Ed Slater, I think it's been one of our best signings that we've made. Some of the understated players, Josh Honick, Fraser Balmain, you know, absolutely fantastic, fantastic signings for us. Again, the value of these players, I'm aware of and you're not, because you don't see what I see every day and what they cost and all the rest of it. But some of these guys, you know, you take Fraser and Josh last year, they kind of held up the scrum for a year on their own with very little backup, to be quite frank, because of injuries to Val and to Ruben Dreyer. So, you know, there have been some wonderful players there. In terms of signings that have come in, it's very hard when Danny Cipriani's just won the RPA Player of the Year and the Premiership Player of the Year, not to mention Danny Cipriani, because I think Danny's he's as talented a player as I've ever seen on the rugby pitch, full stop. And some of the things that he can do in training and some of the things he do on a match day. And, you know, do I think Mark Atkinson and Billy Twelvetrees and guys have had phenomenal seasons? Yes. Do I think Danny's had a big part to play in that? Yeah, probably. He's unleashed them in different ways that other tens just couldn't do. You know, so Danny Cipriani's been a wonderful, wonderful signing for the club. And I also think Willie Hines has been a fantastic signing for the club. Wonderful player. Very flexible. Played the way that Laurie wants him to play, but also plays the way that Johan wants him to play, equally as adept. And a good leader. Great guy and a great leader by example. So, you know, there's so many guys. I get on extremely well with pretty much every player that we've got here. We've got a lot of really, really good lads. You know, whether it's like the characters like your Mark Atkinson, who's brilliant for the group as well as being a good player, or the, you know, some of the South Africans that come in are very, very serious individuals, but absolute go to the mill for you every single time. I mean, look at Franco Mostert. And that guy's got no account for his own body. You know, he puts himself in places where other rugby players wouldn't go. You know, he's frightening. But wow, what a guy to have out on the field for you, you know. And pound for pound, you know, you look at, I think one of the things that I identified early doors was when I first came in, we had a stellar back line and maybe the pack wasn't what Gloucester should have been about. And we've gone around reversing that over the years. And now you look at our pack, it's as good as anybody else in the Premiership now, which gives the, you know, you, Danny running from 10 or Aki running at 12 or Tom Marshall or, you know, Ollie Thorley, who's been phenomenal for us as well. You're only as good as the front football that you get, and that is absolutely what Gloucester has to be built upon going forward, and that's what the DNA around the playing department's all about now.
Yeah. Rugby's always been one up front.
Of course it has.
So why is Danny Cipriani not in the England World Cup squad?
That I can't answer. Eddie is Eddie, you know.
I remember. Do you have much contact with him?
Not really. We speak every now and then, but I have spoken to him before about players. You know, I always had a beam of bonnet about Matt Kvesic. Matt is probably in the Dan Robson box of another player that I was really upset to look. Sometimes certain players' styles don't suit. So, you know, Laurie was here for whatever reason, didn't pick him. I think Matt's as talented as a back row as I've ever seen at the club. And again, another great guy as well, and I think he's been brilliant at Exeter, and I wish him every luck actually. And I couldn't work out why Matt Kvesic wasn't in the England team, but I was, you know, I think while Eddie's there, he won't be. I think with Danny, Eddie's made his mind up on George and Owen. That's his two, that's who he wants in there. He decides that they're the kind of guys he wants. And you know, I think it's criminal to have a talent like Danny, not at least on the bench. And I said that before he came to Gloucester, by the way. That's not a Gloucester, pro-Gloucester approach. But only Eddie will know why he's not going to take him, really. I've got a, you know, unless somebody gets injured, I don't think he'll be on the plane, unfortunately. It's a massive shame.
Of all the players who, you know, have been playing for Gloucester during your time as CEO, Steve, who would get into your best 15? Let's start at fullback. Oh, well, who would you choose at fullback?
Well, I missed Ollie Morgan. So I think gutted, actually. I missed Ollie Morgan, and I got the very, very tail end of Andy Hazel and Sinbad. Yeah. So, I got, you know, I hear the stories of Sinbad, but and I've seen, but I didn't really see him at his pomp, to be honest with you. So that's a slightly difficult one, to be honest with you. I think we had Rob Cook came in at fullback after that, and I think he did a really great job for us. And then since then, obviously, we've had various. I think Tom Marshall's excellent when he's there as well. You know, so it's a difficult one, really, fullback, because it's quite it's a role that changes quite a lot. You know, we had a lot of people who've gone in there, to be honest with you. So I'm trying to think who fullback. I'd probably say on his day, Tom Marshall. Tom Marshall on his day could probably be pound for pound the best player at the club. He's so good on his day. So yeah, I'd probably say Tom.
So who would you have on the wings?
That's really difficult, to be honest with you. I'd have Johnny May on one wing, for definite. I'm only not going to say Sinbad because I never saw him enough. And I'd have Ollie Thorley on the other wing, because I think Ollie, if he goes at the rate he's going now, he's going to be something that we've not seen before. He's very intelligent, very hard working, very clean living. Again, with Mostert, he's in that category. He's got no complete contempt for his own self being. Can run 100 metres in 11 seconds. And yeah, he could be super.
Indeed, I would say he has a touch of Sinbad about him.
Yeah, possibly.
Because
yeah.
You know, his pace and his ability to go very fast sideways.
Absolutely.
And leave people
leave people for dead. Yeah, he invents new rules, I guess. Yeah. And that's very difficult to defend. So I'd say, yeah, Johnny and Ollie. I would have in the on the wings.
In the centre?
Centres, I'd have to have Billy Twelvetrees in there for all the reasons that I've mentioned. Again, it's on their day, isn't it? It's very difficult to argue against someone like Mike Tindall. But then if you're looking at the balance, when Henry Trinder's on form, when him and Johnny May used to play together, they were off the scale good, you know, type of thing. Again, I missed a lot of, you know, centres that were kind of in the about. So I'd say on balance, and this is me picking a team on balance now rather than just the people, I'd say if you can get back to the levels that he's been at, I think Henry Trinder would go in at 13 for me.
Interesting. I have to say, I think he has a touch of magic.
He has.
Very few people in the
And he's got a good left
foot
on him as well, and and a turn of speed.
If only he could stay fit all the time.
If only. Yeah.
Standoff, I suspect we know what the answer is.
Yeah, it would definitely be Danny. I think Freddie Burns, when he was on fire, when we had a forward going pack, he was very good. But I think Danny's... I put Danny in the Paul Gascoigne, George Best kind of... You know, there's something about them.
Yeah.
Roy Keane, there's just something different about them. Yeah, in another life, I think he would have been a footballer. You know, he's got that about him. But Danny would be in at 10. And at 9, cool, blimey, it'd be a toss-up between Willie and Dan Robson, actually. So I'm going to nail my colours to the mast. In that team, if we've got a bit of a maverick at 10, I'd go Willie Hines, because I think that, you know, I think Dan Robson works better with a 10 who's a bit more of a quarterback, kicking 10, whereas I think Willie works better with a maverick at 10. So I'd go Willie at 9.
Okay. Yeah. And props?
Props.
There's a choice there.
It is a bloody choice, yeah. Where would I go? Prop. At tight head, I mean, it's been two fantastic guys. So Fraser Balmain's been brilliant, but I think John Afoa steals it for me. other than being a good scrummager, John's just got that magic about him. He can pass out the back of his hand. He's a rookie. He can play at hooker if he wanted him to. So I'd put John in at...
turns up at the right place at the right time.
He does, yeah. He's a rugby player. Yeah. He's a rugby playing tight end. So I'd have John in at three. At two... interesting. At two... So in my time here, we've had people like Huey Edmonds. We've had Richard Hibbard. We've had Hanson. Franco Murray. Where would I go? I would actually go, I think, I would go, if I think about all-round ability, sitting in that team, I'd go with James Hanson. Obviously, ex-Wallaby international as well, but in terms of his throwing, his all-round game, his scrummaging, yeah, and with the close second being Hibbs. Hibbs was very much an impact player, good out the line, but in terms of Hanson and his fitness and what he brings to the team, I think I'd go with Hanson. And then Lou said, blimey, I mean, it's very easy for me to say someone like Josh Honeck at the moment because he's been so good. But I think I'd have to go for Nick Wood because Woody, very intelligent, very good scrummager. And I still think scrummaging is. If you say to me, you know, when I keep hearing about players, it's, oh yeah, he's a ball playing loose head. I go, great as a bonus. How does he scrummage? You know, and Nick Wood was a very intelligent scrummager in a fairly lawless time at the scrum as well. Very intelligent guy, full stop, good rugby player. So I'd put Woody in at one.
Yeah. Interesting. Second row?
Second row, I'm going to find it difficult not to say two of the current players, if I'm honest with you. And it probably won't take me long, really. I've had some good leaders there. I've had like Jim Hamilton and people like that have been here since I've been here. But... yeah, I'd have to go for Ed Slater and Franco Mostert at four and five. But interestingly...
What's that on the basis of work rate?
I think with Franco, it's work rate, it's line-out ability, it's body on the line. And then with Ed, it is leadership, it's ballast, it's will to win, it's dragging people with him. It's intelligence, talking to the referee, all of those things. Yeah, all of those things.
Blindside,
wow. Some good choices here. People like Ross Moriarty was excellent. Jake Paledry, he's been excellent. Sav's even played in there for us. You've got Ruan Ackerman. I think at six, I think I'll go Ross Moriarty. Mm. Been the best six I think I've seen at the club.
An open side.
Wow, that's an interesting one. I would love to have seen more of Andy Hazel because I like him as a man and I know he's a real Gloucester guy. Favourite seven I've had at the club is Matt Kvesic. Yeah, since I've been here. Real poacher, hard as nails, playing in the right balance. And then at eight, I would go with Ben Morgan. He's been consistent. I think he's had his best year at Gloucester last year. Lost some weight, got fitter, likes the way that Johan plays, never seen him happier. So yeah, go Ben at it.
Do you look back and really regret any players who slipped through your fingers when you hoped to sign them and they never ended up here?
There'd be one or two. The Carl Ferns saga was interesting. That was a really interesting one because he signed for us. There was no getting away from it. And then his club had a change of heart. We got what we needed out of that. We got compensated and we signed in and around that. So there's no issue. I don't think we missed him, but I think Carl Ferns would have been good at the club, actually. There have been one or two others there that we've been kind of close to and it hasn't quite happened in one or two areas. But no, I don't think there's anybody... that I think now would have made a significant difference to us that we haven't been able to kind of recruit around anyway. You know, we've been linked with all sorts of names, but often we get linked with players that we've got no interest in, but they're just trying to push their market value up. So no, I don't think there's anyone that got away. As I say, maybe Dan Robson and Matt Kvesic, from a Stephen Vaughan perspective, I just always thought, God, they're good players, but they left for the same reason, and you know, as a chief exec, I can give an opinion and all the rest of it, but I'm not going to tell them. If a coach has decided that that player doesn't fit their model, I'm not going to argue the toss. Yeah. That's their
job. And you don't select the 15.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.